Stop smacking me in the face. It hurts.
We'll get this right one day, guys. Once we're together again.
Where are you recording from?
The spare bedroom. Josh is actually in here working on building a Lego model thing.
Oh, so I can talk crap about him and he can't hear me?
Correct.
Yes. Sweet.
Oh, we almost hit an armadillo.
Oh, that's really sad.
In our neighborhood, there was an armadillo. Nuh-uh. Those things are freaking annoying. Pains in the butt. They're like, I don't know, road turtles.
Road turtles? Is that what they're called? Road
turtle. Because they're like really hard shell. They're really hard. They're,
I don't know.
They're hard. How's it going? Happy episode 121. This is our podcast.
What's with the neighbors? That's Brie. We haven't introduced ourselves in a while. Yeah, that's Brie.
Yeah, and that's Amy. And yeah, this is our podcast, if you don't know by now.
What's
and
with the neighbors?
This week we're doing Hometown Horrors. Whoa.
I'm so tired. Normally we record on the weekend, but today we recorded on a Monday. So Monday. We just put in a full days of work. And here we are at our second job. I was just looking at your son. He tried to jump up onto the dresser to get to the water, but he is getting very large, and so jumping up is not his expertise as it used to be, and so he often will miss. Like, he'll jump up and it won't. He's a little too heavy for it to go all the way up.
He is. Oh, baby.
Yeah. And so he missed and dropped some stuff.
It's so silly.
He needs to, like, go on a diet or something. I went first last week, so I have a neighborhood story for you.
Right. Let's hear it.
Oh, wait, no. Do I have a question? I do have a question for you. What is your go-to podcast right now besides What's With the Neighbors?
Oh, man.
I know.
So I haven't been the only, honestly, honest to God, and this is going to sound really, like, big-headed. I can't think of the word right now. Arrogant. I don't know. The only podcast I've been listening to is our podcast.
That's
just because
fair.
I miss you.
Aww.
But I've been listening to books on Audible, so my sister and I have been continuing to read
books. Oh, that's right.
And listen to books. So
what right books now, are you listening to right now?
We slowed down because we moved, but we just restarted back up. I think we listened to like 7 books last year. But right now we're on the 3rd book of the Crave series.
You guys didn't start at the beginning. Oh, okay. You guys didn't start at the beginning of the year either.
Yeah, so. We started like the end of last year. Yeah, it's going good. We gotta finish this one, or I think we're probably almost done. And then we gotta read, I think next we're gonna read the Auschwitz, the Midwife of Auschwitz, the second one of that.
There's a second one?
Yes, my sister got it. She said she found that there's a second one because they have to find Peppa. You know, the daughter? Peppa?
Yeah.
The baby.
I didn't realize there was a second one.
Apparently there is. On that note about podcasts, though.
Yeah.
I did, however, have a dream, and I told you about it, about, so we were not a big podcast like we are now.
Yeah, right.
Because exactly. We know we're not. Anyway, and somehow we were buds with... And that's why we drink, which that is what got me started. Like, you got me started on them. And that is what got me started on, like, being interested in doing podcasts. And but anyway, we had Em and Christine on our show. And they're like, hey, yeah, be on our show with us. And we were like, oh yeah, sure, no prob, that's cool. And we act like it was like no big deal, and they're like, yeah, we'll be on your show too. And we're like, cool, we're buds, awesome. So anyway, Em and Christine, if you're listening, which you're not, or if your listeners are listening, tag them and be like, hey, check out What's With the Neighbors. Brie and Amy really want to meet you. You inspired them. So
yeah.
But anyway, what are you listening to right now?
So I am listening to mostly This Is Important, which is Adam Devine, Anders, whatever his last name is, all the guys from Workaholics.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that one. Oh, I want to try and that one.
It's a nice one to have because I don't like the silence at work. And so it's a really good one, but also like sometimes it's too hard to follow along on information at work. It just kind of depends on the situation in the day. Yeah, you can put it in, and it's honestly just like it's honestly just like walking in on someone's conversation. You can like easily leave, and then you can come back, and you honestly didn't miss anything and it's special.
That's cool.
So
I love that.
That's awesome. Really nice because my work is a lot of like taking like turning like you either have to pause your thing, and my headphones. I need new headphones, and I push like the pause button, like the little doo-doo on my headphones, and most of the time it doesn't pause. That's very frustrating. So I'll end up just like taking it out because I could put pause on my phone, but like that's a lot of work. So I'll just like take it out and then I put it back in my ear and I'm like, oh, they're still talking about luggage, which they love luggage talk. And if you know, do you know what luggage talk is? Penis talk. They call it luggage talk for some reason. Luggage they love talking talk? About their so like their favorite topic is the luggage talk. So that's the main one that I listen to, but I'm also really getting into, what is it called, their brand, like brand new, and it's called, oops, sorry, excuse me, phone.
Sorry, millennials who liked emo music that just got triggered by that.
It's called Very Special Episodes, and they only have like 3 or 4 episodes out. And it's very interesting because like the first episode they did was about like they just do like random things that most people don't know about. Like for like this one episode they did, they talked about the Titanic, and not the Titanic, but the filming of the Titanic, and like the last day of filming, they everyone went to lunch and everyone got sick, and someone had poisoned them, like all the cast and crew. Yeah, all the cast and crew, they poisoned them with LSD. They put it like in the soup, and so everyone was like tripping, and they couldn't finish the last day. They had to like put it out.
So everyone, Leonardo DiCaprio and
yeah, they were all
like looped out.
They were all tripped. They went across the street. There was a hospital, so they all went to like they all walked to the ER, and they're like freaking out in the ER. it's pretty fascinating. So if you want to listen to it, I know, that's what I was like, what the heck, and they never figured out who did it.
Oh my gosh, that crazy. What's it called again,
the podcast? So it's called Very Special Episodes.
Okay, cool.
I'll send it to you. It's pretty interesting. I don't know. It's some of the stuff is like, oh, that's kind of lame, but some of it's pretty interesting. Yeah. So,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I'll share it with you. Do you want to hear my neighborhood story?
You betcha.
Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow. Sorry everyone for being triggered and thinking that was your phone, and it's not, because Brie uses the generic ringtone for text messages for Apples. Okay, so this is the Nextdoor app post, and it says lobster for sale, $50. Selling my lobster Goose. I love him dearly. However, it is time he found a new friend. Great with kids and pets. My dog is a little nervous around him, but with proper training, I'm sure your dog will love him just as much as I hope you will. He gets fussy when he isn't taken for a walk. He mainly eats small fish. However, I have found that he loves a small piece of orange after dinner as dessert. He hates any music by Johnny Cash. If you play it, he will destroy anything around him.
All right. Noted. Johnny Cash is not appropriate for the lobster. It's okay. Josh bumped my ghost in a jar. He went, oh. Oh, that's cute. Why would you sell a lobster and its name is Goose?
Why do you have a pet lobster, though? All right. Do you have a neighborhood story for me?
Yes. My first neighborhood story is from H. This is the finale of H's long, long, long story.
Before we share H's story, apparently we have a special request for a listener to share a neighborhood story. Can we do that first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bree, I have a neighborhood story.
Okay, go for it.
I don't remember everything, but I'll say as much as I can remember. There was a boy, he grabbed another boy's shoes and climbed on top of mats and waved them to get the boy's attention. And he got the boy's attention, he started saying, "Give me back my shoes." And he threw them into a rolled up wrestling mat. And then he climbed down. And then the other boy climbed up, and then he was trying to reach him, but he couldn't reach him. Then he fell into the rolled up wrestling mat, and parents were called, and then he was brought to the hospital.
Oh, man.
And then the mom got the first test, and the test said that he unfortunately died. And other stuff I don't remember. And then she got second one, and his organs were replaced with newspaper. That's all I can remember. And his name was Kendrick Johnson.
What? Am I missing something? What? His organs were replaced with newspaper?
Yeah.
What? Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Where did this happen?
In Georgia.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
That's crazy. How many years was it ago, Mama? It was 10 years ago. It was a recent story. 2013.
Yeah, that's recent for us, Alice. That's like your birth. Dang, that's crazy. Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Uh-huh.
She's talking about Kendrick Johnson, and her facts were pretty, they were very much there, but what I think she meant when she said that his organs were replaced, one of the tests came back as his organs were replaced with newspaper, is the coroner had already replaced his organs with newspaper before they were supposed to. Normally, I believe it's replaced with something else, but they used newspaper instead. I can't remember exactly.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Not his organs, his insides. I'm sorry.
Still, are you telling me that coroners put newspaper and they stuff dead bodies?
Okay, like, so it says the FBI's autopsy stated that they never received Johnson's internal organs from the coroner. The organs were said to have been destroyed through natural process and discarded by the prosecutor before the body was sent back to Valdosta. According to the funeral home owner, that left a void, which the funeral home filled. The funeral home owner stated that the standard practice to fill a void in this fashion, and that cotton or sawdust may be employed for this purpose. The Johnson family filed a complaint with a regulatory body against the funeral home. So if there's no organs, they replace it with either sawdust or cotton.
I did not know this.
Yeah, every episode or every story I've heard about it, I've heard them say newspaper, but according to Wikipedia, they're saying cotton or sawdust.
Sawdust. Okay, interesting. Wow, I did not know that. Yeah. I mean, I guess I knew that they take them all out, all the organs out, but I didn't realize they like put stuff back. I thought they just like put that liquid stuff in them to like preserve their body,
the embalming,
and like make sure they don't like smell. Yeah, embalming.
Yeah.
Or is that just like clean them out?
They're saying if there's no organs to be replaced, they replace it with something.
Oh, I see. I see. Gotcha. Gotcha. Dang. Okay.
Huh. Yeah. Thank you, Alice. That was
Alice.
For the moment. Yeah.
You're like, I was not expecting this.
I was not, but I.
I was very much caught off guard.
Okay.
All right. Am I on?
You're good. Let's hear about H. Wow.
All right. H's last story, the final ending to her saga, whatever it's called.
I really hope that it's all like she's good now, you know? Well, we know she's good, but.
Yeah. Last time we left off and they like completely cleansed the house. It almost got her friend because something attached itself to her. Right. But the priest was like, it's attached to this picture. Get this picture out of the home. Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so right. Go back and listen to that episode if you want to, the last Hometown Horrors, if you want to recap on it. So right. This story starts, shortly after the cleansing, my family and I moved into the home. I told my mother what had happened, as if to say, see, we weren't crazy. Mm-hmm. During this conversation, she revealed information that she had never told me, despite discussing the activity many times over the years. I was shocked when she said, huh? I wonder why. I mean, nothing bad has happened there. That is, except for the suicide and the murder, but those didn't happen in the house. I froze.
Except for the suicide and murder?
Those are nothing. It's fine.
Everybody gets murdered. Everybody has bad days. Yeah. Everybody gets murdered. Everybody kills themselves.
All right, Miley.
What?
What the fuck did you just say? I was shocked when she explained, well, we had a couple of tenants that had some issues after they left. Do you remember so-and-so and his wife? Well, I didn't want to tell you because you were young and really liked them, but when they moved in, she became very mentally ill. I could hear her yelling and screaming sometimes and had to ask them to keep it down so you didn't hear. They didn't finish their lease, but I was told by her husband that shortly after they moved out, she killed herself.
Oh no,
that's horrible, I said. What's this about a murder, though? That is when my mom told me that one of the other tenants I knew and liked had moved out because she had gotten a job elsewhere in the state. Not long after she moved out, she entered into the affair, with a retired police officer. She became obsessed with him and extremely distressed when she broke things off and confessed to his wife. She began to stalk him. And one day, the officer and his wife arrived home, and she had a voicemail. They played the recording, and it was the former tenant, pretending to still be in a relationship with the man and insisting that he tell his wife about them and to finally leave her. They didn't know that she was hiding in a closet, gun in hand.
She was in the room?
While they were listening to this voicemail.
What is that movie? That's a movie.
That's where they got it from.
That's a scary movie. Is that scary movie?
I don't know. Scream?
It comes from, like, the calls coming from inside the house. What is that movie?
Scream?
No.
They call you from inside the house.
The call is coming from inside the house. That is a freaking movie, you guys.
She's calling all you guys out. She pushed out of the closet, declared that if she couldn't have him, no one could, and she shot the couple multiple times before going to their basement and killing herself. The wife was seriously injured and watched her husband die. She narrowly survived. I do not want to call attention to the family or their horrific experiences, so I won't go into specifics, but there are news articles about the incident. I'm not claiming that the demon had anything to do with these deaths, but I certainly find it odd and strangely coincidental that even that these events began in the home. The mental illness manifesting, the murderer getting the job offer, etc., and that mine and my mother's mental and physical health issues also began when we moved into the house. I confessed to my mother that I allowed M to take the portrait and apologize, thinking that I'd given away perhaps the only photo of long dead relatives. Wait, are you talking about the portrait in the gold frame that was in the bedroom downstairs? She asked. Oh, I have no idea who they are. They're not our family. In the 90s, Grandma went on a trip to Washington, and she saw them in an antique shop. I froze, horrified. What are you talking about? I asked. Yeah, gosh. She said she saw them and felt so bad for them. Here they were, dressed so nicely, and obviously the portrait was important to them, since they weren't cheap to make back then. She felt so sad that now they were hanging up in a shop all alone with no one in love with them, so she brought them home. That's something my grandma would do. I guess
I know
where the demon came from. And then she would give it to us grandkids. she'd be like, here, this would look nice in your house. In other words, I don't want this. I need to get rid of it. Anyways, thanks for listening to my experience. Sorry that the story was so long. I left a lot of events out and tried to make it shorter. If you end up featuring it on your podcast, would you please let me know? Already did. All the best, H. Thank you, H.
Send in
awesome.
More.
Yeah, right? Send in all your
You have tables. More. Send in more.
I think there's one more in the email, but it's not pertaining to this particular...
It's something different.
...incident. Yeah. Yeah, I think there's one more in there. I'm going to have to double check it next time. So, yeah. Yeah, that was our giant story. It was like 8 parts. I don't know.
Oh, a lot of parts. So many parts. Multiple
now
months.
Now I won't have another story to just be like, oh, I just copy and paste. Dang it. Guys, send in your stories.
Yes, please send in your stories. What the heck? And then I love... that the grandma saw this photo, because I've thought about doing things like that before, where you see like a photo at a thrift store and you're like, you feel bad for them? No?
No, I don't feel bad for them. Well,
okay.
I don't want some other people in my house.
Well, if it's like a beautiful photo.
No.
Also love that the grandma never even mentioned that it wasn't.
No, I love that the mom didn't. Like, why'd you keep
yeah, the
up?
Mom too. And the grandma's like, I don't want this anymore, but like, I feel bad for getting rid of it.
I feel obligated to keep it.
Yeah. And the movie that I was thinking of is called When a Stranger Calls.
Oh, okay.
Because it calls from inside the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've actually
That's a
never
good,
seen
scary
that one.
So what?
I've never seen.
That was one of my favorite ones for a while. Okay, so this is one of my first one. So it says, two men killed about 3,600 birds, including bald eagles and golden eagles, during a killing spree on Montana's Flathead Indian Reservation and elsewhere. Then sold eagle parts on a black market that has been a long-running problem for the U.S. Wildlife Service officials. The men worked with others to hunt and kill the birds, according to the grand jury indictment, and in at least one instance used a dead deer carcass to lure in an eagle that was shot. The two defendants conspired with others that weren't named to sell eagle feathers, tails, wings, and other parts for a significant sum of cash, according to the across the United States and elsewhere. Simon Paul of St. Ignatius, Montana, and Travis John Branson, 48, of Kuskokwim, Washington, faced 13 counts of unlawful trafficking of bald and golden eagles and one count of each of conspiracy and violating wildlife trafficking laws. Text messages obtained by the investigators show Branson and others telling buyers he was on a killing spree to collect more eagle tail feathers for further sales, according to the indictment that described Paul as a shooter for Branson. The indictment said that I know. The indictment said that the killings began in January 2015 and continued until 2021 near Ronan, Montana, on the Flathead Reservation, home of the Confederated Salch and Kuturani tribe. It did not say how many of the 3,600 birds were killed were eagles. And it says, illegal shootings are a leading cause of golden eagle deaths, according to the recent government study. And it says, we just hope that these individuals are proven guilty and that will serve as a warning to others that we are watching, says the director of tribe's Nature Resources Department. He said that members of the tribes use eagle feathers for traditional dress and in honor ceremonies. So that was the most descriptive article I could find, but yeah. There was a previous article that came out after that said they both pled guilty to 14 counts. Yeah, so they were in fact sentenced on it.
Good. Dang, yeah. I didn't know that, like, that's a big reason why eagles are going extinct.
No, they're not on the extinct list. They're not endangered.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that so cool? But that's bald eagles. Cool.
I remember whenever we were kids, they were on the endangered list.
That just came out like a year or so ago, but that's for bald eagles. I don't know about golden eagles. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Dang. That's wild. That's super, super illegal.
I know.
Wow. Okay. That was a good one.
Super no no.
All right, this next one is from a Reddit user by the name of Take a Hike PNW.
All right. Take a hike. As much as
Take a Hike. As much as I doubt we actually saw, I will tell you the story. As it was 20 plus years ago, I was riding in a caravan of vehicles on I-5. We were headed towards the Dallas.
That's where I live.
I-5.
Yeah, I live on the highway. I-5 is the main freeway that goes through our town.
All the way across the U.S., right? Oh,
no. I-5 goes all the way from Washington all the way down to Mexico.
Okay. This one says we were heading towards the Dallas, but it's not spelled like Dallas, Texas. D-A-L-L-E-S. Dallas. I don't know. For a softball tournament.
Dallas, how do you spell
Dallas?
It?
D-A-L-L-E-S. Anyway.
I don't know.
They were headed there for a softball tournament, wherever the hell this is. I don't know exactly where we were, but... How do you keep on bumping that?
Oh, it's an organ.
So sensitive. Oh, it's an organ. Okay.
The dolls. But... It's a doll. The dolls. I don't know.
Dolls. Okay. All right. So they were heading there. All of a sudden, we stopped along with several other vehicles on the shoulder. Off into the woods to our right was what appeared to be a Bigfoot. It was moving fairly quickly through and heading diagonally away from the highway. One of the dads who was traveling with us got out his rifle, looked through the scope, and said he was not willing to shoot it because he could not confirm what he was looking at. He just said that it was big and upright, which we all also witnessed. We stopped at the rest area not too much further up the highway, and my teammates and I drew Bigfoot with sidewalk chalk that we had with us and took pictures to remember the incident. It was a pretty memorable experience for me, but to this day, I'm not certain what we were looking at. I am well into my 30s now, and it's all a blur of a memory. I am certain that if I dig through my boxes of photos, I would be able to find a picture of us, but I don't think anyone took pictures at the time that it was actually happening. The thing about the experience is that we were not the only ones who saw it. There were several vehicles who stopped with us who are not a part of our caravan. They were all just as confused as we were with what we were looking at. So I know for sure it was not a typical wildlife encounter, nor was it an encounter with something that everyone could easily agree on. there was probably a total of 20 people who got out their vehicles and looked at this thing running through the woods.
What? That's so crazy.
Yeah. Someone commented, yeah, we hanging out in the woods and do mushrooms together. I'm not telling you where he is, though.
I love the Boston accent you used with that.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm from Boston doing mushrooms. The only accent that I can do.
That's crazy, dude.
I know.
Okay. So on March 1st, this was this from this year. So like 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
Oh, okay.
On March 1st, a woman named Rachel Kelly was almost shot in the chest or stomach by a stray bullet. She said she heard 7 or 8 gunshots and then a loud bang inside their home in Steubenville, Ohio. Several seconds later, she looks around. I'm sure realizing, oh, wow, I didn't get shot. This is nice. Several seconds later, she looks around and sees her Stanley cup on the ground. She picks it up and it had a dent in it and had marks. Turns out the stray bullet hit her Stanley cup and ricocheted to their table and ended up landing on the ground. She... Your face. She said it was the craziest thing that she had ever seen in her life. When police showed up, they also were dumbfounded how it happened, but glad it did. She told investigators not to take her lifesaver away from her, and she said she will never get rid of it.
Stanley, man, they are racking up. I just watched a video from Dude Dad, and it was like Stanley, because you know, Stanley cups before like this year, they were known as like these giant, like, camper cups, and they were manly and ugly, and but they were not like these cute like handle with the straw cups and like for moms. And it was the women coming in is supposed to be Stanley's wives or whatever, saying they need to turn this business around and get more sales, they need to bring in more women. And so they're like, let's put handles on them, let's put a straw, let's make them this big, and let's add fun colors. And they're like, you know, fun what we colors. Should do now, we should make it survive a fire. So now I guess they can survive gunshots too. That's wow, I bet they planted it there.
Oh my gosh. Fake story. It was the co-founder of
he hired someone.
He's like lady, stand right here and trust us. Just she trust won us that okay
cup for free. In a contest.
Yeah. She
had to put in her address.
And like, because she survived, quote unquote, this stray bullet, quote unquote, she gets Stanley's for life.
So she gets Stanley's for life?
Does that mean she just gets one, though? Because Stanley's are supposed to
last a lifetime. Yeah.
They're like, listen, we'll give you
Kevlar vest.
they're like, we'll give you Stanley's for life. She's like, for life? And they're like, yeah. Just they send her one. She's like, what? They said, there's supposed to be a lifetime. Survive a lifetime.
I ain't gonna lie, I want one.
I mean,
I want this Harry Potter engraved one on Etsy.
The one that I have, it's not a Stanley, it's Slim. It's from Target.
Yeah, I didn't mind the off-brand one.
Yeah, my off-brand one was $18. This ice has been in here since 2 days ago.
That could survive a fire.
It probably could. And it has a handle and it has a little straw. You know, it works. Alice wants one. I'm like, I'm not spending $45 on a stupid cup.
Just get a fake one. I'd be okay with a fake one. I just want the Harry Potter engraved one, which I've seen the off-brand ones with the Harry Potter engraving on them. They're beautiful. Anyway, sorry.
You're good, bud. You're good.
All right. So, I think I just found this in an article. My grandmother on my mother's side has always been very superstitious, for lack of a better word. She's not religious, but she does believe in a lot of paranormal stuff. One year, when I was in grade school, we went to visit her Most of the visit was pretty uneventful. Typical boring old people stuff, except she always kept the curtains drawn shut and would always peek out the window when someone asked what she was doing. She would simply reply, Yolan Dulish, she is watching me. Probably saying that wrong. I don't know. This went on for nearly the entire visit until a few days before we were due to leave. My grandma and my then baby brother, he's now 19, were in the front yard that evening planting flowers when all of a sudden my grandmother starts shouting the little brother's name, get away from that creature. It's not safe. Of course, being in Nevada, we all assumed that my brother had found a scorpion or a rattlesnake, so we all ran outside to see my grandmother clutching my little brother and shaking in terror against the side of the house. Standing out in the yard was a large black Great Dane-sized dog. It was staring at my grandmother with an intensity I'd never seen before. It looked up at us, gave a little huff, and bounded off. I don't remember if it moved unusually fast or not, but do remember it had really deep yellow eyes. Mm-hmm. When my mother asked my grandmother what had happened, she kept repeating, the Yolanda Lishi has found me. She moved a couple weeks after this.
What? Every time you talk about dogs like this, it makes me think of those Doberman dogs that you saw.
Oh yeah, the hellhounds?
Yeah.
I'm convinced that they were hellhounds.
They very much could have been.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun one.
That's maybe crazy.
And that's also what it was titled as. They believed it was a skinwalker.
Oh, a skinwalker. I didn't think about that. I just think about those hellhounds.
Yeah.
Every time.
Nevada is a really exciting place for them.
It is. That's isn't that where Skinwalker Ranch is? In Nevada?
Yes.
Or is that Utah?
Utah. But, like, Nevada's, like, right next to Utah, ain't it?
Yeah, it's right. Yeah, Nevada's right below Utah. What?
I was about to ask, but anyway, you go next. Oh, obviously.
What were you going to ask?
I was going to ask to confirm that, because I know we're done with geography. We don't know facts. We should just retitle the podcast.
I live next to Nevada and I live next to Utah, so I know facts.
Okay, yeah.
We don't need to.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, so this one, this just happened it happened on Super Bowl Sunday. So, a woman in a trench coat who brought her 7-year-old son along opened fire with a long gun Sunday inside the celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's megachurch in Texas, sending worshipers rushing to find safety while two off-duty officers confronted and killed the shooter. Two other people were shot and injured, including the 7-year-old son. The violence erupted shortly after the Houston church's 2 p.m. Spanish service was set to begin, just as the rest of the country was preparing for the Super Bowl. The woman entered the enormous Lakewood Church, a building with 16,000-person capacity that was previously an arena for the NBA's Houston Rockets, with the boy who was later hurt in the shootout with police. A man in his 50s was also wounded. Details of the confrontation remain unclear in the hours after the tragedy. And police have not released the woman's identity or a possible motive. It's also unknown what relationship, if any, the boy had with the woman and who actually shot him and the man. But it was confirmed that it was her son. The shooting happened between services at the mega church that is regularly attended by 45,000 people every week, making it the third largest mega church in the U.S. according to the Hadford Institute of Religion Research. Austin, or whatever his name is, said the violence could have been much worse if it happened during the earlier, larger 11 a.m. service. After she was shot, the woman told police that she had a bomb, but authorities said that no explosives were found when her vehicle and backpack were searched. First responders continued to search the mega church for hours afterwards. Investigation is still underway of who actually shot the little boy, but he is doing much better and is off the ventilator and breathing on his own now.
Oh, good. Dang. That's
crazy. If you're gonna be a shooter at a shooting, like, maybe don't bring your kids along. Did she not could she not find a babysitter?
Yeah, like, come on, be responsible.
Be responsible. Ugh, can't goodness. Stand,
like, if you're gonna murder someone, be responsible about it.
Yeah, get a babysitter.
Yeah, get a babysitter.
Goodness.
Also, don't murder people.
Also, maybe don't do that. Don't get dead.
All right. Don't get dead. My last story was actually brought to my attention by Josh. He had told me that of a new conspiracy theory that I have never heard before. So this was actually given to me as an idea from Josh, because he first told me that there's a conspiracy theory out there that the government uses the lottery to catch time travelers. Have you heard that before?
Yes, I have.
I thought that was fascinating. Sorry. So I did. You're good. So that is the conspiracy theory. But I did find someone's personal story about it. Obviously, I can't confirm or deny if this is true or not. So it was someone's Reddit post about their experience with it.
What did they get caught? And so they're like, dang it, I guess I'll live in the nowadays.
Oh, yeah, right. So, well, it says, have you ever wondered what happens to all the lottery winners? Wealth, particularly spent frivolously, has a tendency to lead to some measure of fame in our society. So where are they in the public eye? Questions of where all these lottery winners and where they end up keeps this person up at night, is basically what they said. They ask themselves more and more, what happened to them? I'd watch news with lottery winners and try to track their lives. I wasn't as surprised as I should be to find them missing after a relatively short time, to find the media attention suddenly dying down or only staying local. That's when I made my mistake. I followed up in person. When doesn't matter. I find that when hardly matters to me at all anymore. The where, however, was a small town in Southern California. I saw a news spot about a man who had just won the lottery and was going out to the bar to celebrate. Drinks on him for the night, and I immediately ran out to the bar. Same dude. Ron Shuffles was his name, and after convincing a girl I was acquainted with I was going to hang out with that guy who won the lottery, I was throwing her into his arms, and he was inviting me back to his place. Ron got really drunk that night. I made sure of it. He told me he came... This sounds really sketchy. He told me he came from a century in the future, and he spent his life savings on an illegal time jump back to our time because nobody had won the lottery this week, and he could still get the numbers. Of course, I didn't believe him, but I should have. We were only friends for a week when things went wrong. He slapped me awake out of a drunk stupor at 3 a.m. They're here, he yelled, dragging me into the bathroom with him. It turns out time travel is real, and not only that, but it's a lot easier to go forward than backwards. Before I knew it, we were 20 years into the future, and he was withdrawing monthly money from a high interest account he had opened in a fake name. In short, it turns out that the only reason the lottery exists and the only reason the value gets as high as it does is to catch illegal time travelers, or TPNPs, time prep, no permit. They were what they were called. I know nobody is going to believe me, but I have to get this out there. The government is being run by the future. Everything is being guided the way they want to. We have no choices left. If you need more proof, the numbers for this week are 5, 26, 32, 34, 38, 42. And I swear to God, if those end up being the lottery numbers now, y'all better fucking share it. I wish I didn't know, but now that I do, I want to be free. Free from a time-controlled government. Free from the future where they rule the world with an iron fist. I want to be free, and I need your help. This was also from, like, 9 years ago, so, you know. I don't know. Maybe those are the numbers now. So I'm going to repeat the guy's numbers.
Stressing. If... Yeah.
5, 26, 32, 34, 38, 42. Again, I cannot confirm nor deny this story, but...
You can confirm that he wrote it. It's been written.
I can.
That's it.
I can. I the rest is still unwritten. Positively can. It is from Finry.
Finry.
Finry. Like Henry, but really Finry.
Because he's a thin Henry. Stupid.
But also, if you win if you win the lottery with those numbers, we get part of it. So please give us.
Yeah, legally.
At least, yeah, legally. Amy is a lawyer, guys. So legally, you have to give us some of it.
Yeah. I saw my grandpa today, and he asked me where I'm working. And I was like, I work at the DA's office. And he's like, so we were having a conversation, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I always thought about being a lawyer, but like, it's just a lot of work. Like, even after college, like, it requires a lot of your time. And he was like, nobody likes lawyers. And I was like, that's so true.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people do. It is so true. Mm-mm. And
a lot of people don't trust him.
No.
Which fair, because you have to be really good at lying or keeping like a poker face.
Yeah, keeping a poker face, which is why I like the prosecution, because they do it with like they don't not reveal that information. Like they only prosecute without a reasonable doubt. Like the things that they only prosecute things that they can prove without a reasonable doubt. Whereas like defense lawyers are naughty and don't share information and lie. So anyways, that's our show. Wait, no, you have a neighborhood story.
No, you have one more story, don't you? Or is that all of them?
I do, but I didn't know if you wanted me to share it because Alice shared one.
It's up to you. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, I can't decide. I really don't want to share this one. That sounds really lame.
If you want to save it, you can save it.
Mm-mm, I want to share. I actually have 5 stories because I couldn't remember the amount.
No,
so,
we usually do 4.
Okay. So this is a Rent a Hitman is a parody website, but it's fake customer service awards and customer service testimonials have convinced more than a few people to submit legitimate requests for an assassin, leading to at least 30 arrests per the People magazine. The latest to fall for the ruse is apparently Jasmine Pays, an 18-year-old Florida woman whose alleged request for a hitman was more bone-chilling than most. According to an arrest warrant affidavit, she sought out an operative to kill her 3-year-old son.
You
NBC
pig.
You and NBC News reports she allegedly submitted an address and a photo of the boy and even provided a safe word for her potential killer, which is put me in, coach. An officer posing as a hitman then contacted the teen, who agreed to pay him $3,000 for the killing, according to the affidavit. She was arrested on July 18th of last year and is charged with first-degree solicitation of murder and unlawful use of communication device. An alleged accomplice, 18-year-old Gabriela Souza, was arrested Monday and is charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder as well as unlawful use of communication devices. Both have been released on a $15,000 bond. A search of the mom's cell phone revealed text messages in which Souza appeared to have indicated that her child was the only thing that stood between them. So she's saying that there's this baby that's like keeping her and this other man away from each other. I should say teenage boy. He allegedly wrote, "The child is a problem. I hope you see that. All I ever wanted was to free you." He also allegedly wrote, "You do it and I'll think about coming back." In response, she claimed to have left her son in the woods to be eaten by bears or drown. He allegedly asked for proof. The fact that the website was able to prevent a violent crime and save a life, that's what makes it worthwhile to me, according to the investigator. It's a really bad story, but at least the child is going to be okay. The boy was safe with relatives.
You know what? I get it. Unplanned pregnancies happen. And you know what? It may suck. It may make your situation suck. And if you're a teen, that may suck. But at the same time, don't try to kill your kid. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, what the? Put it up for adoption if you don't want it. Don't kill it. You drop it off at a
freaking fire.
Sorry, all my words coming out. Oh, that makes me. Yeah, drop it off at a freaking fire department. By the way, guys, we've said this multiple times on the show. Mm-hmm. If you, you know, have a baby and you don't want to keep it, or you don't want to put it up for adoption, or you're something, or you're scared, whatever, fire departments legit have a baby box.
They do. Most.
I don't know if the baby box, but it's like you could baby drop off. It's like a daycare, but baby, you know, you don't come back for it.
And no questions. It's like the don't ask, don't tell. What is that called? Yeah. No questions asked.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like putting it up for adoption, but like you don't get asked the questions. Yes, exactly. Oh my gosh, that's sorry.
You know, I'm glad that she asked, or she went to that parody website instead of.
So what was she leaving not, it out in did the she woods? Not get put in for conspiracy to kill, or
so she was. Charged with conspiracy to commit. I hate when they use their last names. She was Paez, was charged with first degree solicitation of murder, because that was like asking someone to kill, like hiring a hitman, and unlawful use of communication devices. He was arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit first degree murder and unlawful use of communication device. Because he was like, hey, if you do this, I might come back. That's like a conspiracy to commit. Like putting the idea and talking about the idea with somebody else.
Right. Oh, that makes me so mad. She's probably going to get out of prison too. She's not going to be in there for life.
Well, neither of them will be, but I mean...
I hope she didn't have any
solicitation of murder. That's at least 10 years.
That's good. I mean, that's not good enough. That's not good enough in my book.
The other one was about a guy that was trying to get away from the cops and hid underneath his kayak. It was kind of lame.
Enough said. That's funny. Classic spot. What are you, my 5-year-old?
All right, what's your neighborhood? Sorry, buddy.
All right, this one is from next door, and it says, hashtag poll of the day. It says, poll, are you sick and tired of seeing coyotes killing your pets and potentially your children? So the poll is either yes or no. And there's 45% yes and 55% no. Why are there more no's?
Coyote
and it's coyotes 105 wild then. why are we okay with our potential potentially our children getting murdered by coyotes? But also, what do you do about it?
I will tell you, it's never happened. according to the podcast Tooth and Claw, they have injured people, but they've never killed anybody. That's our podcast.
That was our Hometown Horrors episode.
Hometown Horrors episode. Thank you, Josh, for listening. Thanks for
stopping by. Yeah, thanks, Josh, for listening to my side.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, are you guys done yet?
No, we could talk for days, baby. But I do need to go eat dinner. So.
Yeah, I gotta go to bed.
Well, on that note, everybody, have you checked in on the neighbors?
Yeah. What's with the neighbors?
Bree and Amy out. You waited too long.
Sorry. You waited too long.
No, I didn't.
You did it after you did it before me.
I did it at the same time.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
All right. Say hi to your cats for us.
Don't get dead. Meow.
I think she said, I don't get dead. I can't tell because she froze.